Life 102.5, we're Dave and Natalie. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday.
It's our Wednesday morning tradition of kindness is contagious with our friend Sarah Tashin. Hello, Sarah.
Hey. Hi, Natalie. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Thank you guys so much for inviting me back to talk about kindness.
Always.
Please know I don't take it for granted.
We love it. It's
just keep being kind and you have a job.
There you go.
Let's save that for something else. Okay, so today's kindness story is actually about a great grandma Carol who's 93 years old and was living in Blanchardville independently up until about two and a half months ago. And first, I wanted to highlight the kindness of some of the people in Blanchardville. There's a postmaster named Karen. There's her neighbor named Marlis. There's a lady that works at the breakfast place named Shirley. Grandma Carol had this walking route because she's still walking and getting out. And all these people would kind of look for her. And if something didn't seem right, they would notify each other. Well, fast forward, and Grandma Carol has had a fall. And now we've moved her to Milestone Senior Living. So that's been difficult. But here's the coolest kind of story. I met a guy at Milestone. His name's Randy. Randy also has his father named Roger at the senior assisted living place. And we exchanged phone numbers. And the first picture I got from Randy was Grandma Carol. And she's now in this Brada chair. It's like a hospice chair.
Mm-hmm.
Next to Roger, who's also in this matching Brada hospice chair. And I don't know how to explain it, but it's just so sweet. Like during a difficult time, someone that's now become, you know, a connection is sharing a photo of two elderly people that we both care about in their matching Brada chairs.
That's so cute.
That's today's kindness story.
Thanks so much for sharing, Sarah. I can't wait to hear the kindness tip. That'll be in two songs.